Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Good morning. I pray that you had such a fantastic Christmas, spent with your loved ones, filled with love, filled with everything that you really needed, even in the presence of God. Because that Christmas, I'm telling you, it's something so special to remember what God did for us and the free gift that He actually gave us. He sent us His Son, and we get to remember Him coming to the earth, our King coming to the earth. As we end Christmas and kind of see it, that time of celebration, start moving behind us, there's something that I always love about the end of the season, and that's the coming new year that is coming up ahead of us. And it always gives me such hope for things that God is doing in the future. It reminds me of that scripture that says, "Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it and know it? And will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers to flow in the desert." And I love this about this new season. There's something for us to gain. There's something for us to grab a hold of that God is doing that He's never done before. And that for me is exciting. That for me is like, yes, this is a life worth living. I can grab a hold of what God is doing now. So stay tuned with me as we explore this together, and we're just going to be chatting a little bit on actually how you can just make yourself still and listen to the instructions that God is going to be giving you for the next season. Jeremiah 6:16 says, "Thus says the Lord, stand by the roads and look and ask for the eternal paths where the good old way is, and then walk in it. And you will find rest for your souls." But they said, "We will not walk in it." And I pray honestly that that is not where you are, but rather that you are saying, "God, I want those eternal paths. I want those good ways that you are placing before me." Like the Bible says, it says that many are the plans of man, but God directs his steps. So important for me. I'm telling you personally that I'm just like, "Lord, I need to know exactly what your plan is, where you're taking me, what you're doing, and I need to be like Jesus." And Jesus was one of those who said that I do nothing of myself independently and of my own accord, but only as I receive instruction from my Father. And I think that's such a intense, man, it's an intense way of looking at life, that we can do really nothing. We need to wait on God, wait on His instruction. And once we've received that, we can be led by, filled with, and controlled by the Holy Spirit in every single thing that we do. There's a book in the Bible that I really go to quite often in order to look for scriptures on wisdom. And as I go through there, I realize how many times it actually talks about following instruction, following instruction. And that's the book of Proverbs. And one of the verses that really stands out to me constantly is Proverbs 3:5-6. It says, "Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding." And then this is the important part. "In all your ways, recognize, acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight and plain your paths." He will do that. That's something that He's promised that He's going to do. When we surrender, trust in Him, lean on Him, the result is He will make the path plain, straight, direct. In Proverbs 4:18, it says, "But the path of the uncompromisingly righteous and just is like the light of dawn that shines more and more brighter and clearer until it reaches its full strength and glory in the perfect day to be prepared." There it is, that word, clearer. It shines. It keeps on going brighter and brighter, clearer. You'll know. You'll know where to go. You'll know what to do. And it'll just keep on increasing and increasing. It actually reminds me of the way that Jesus walked. Jesus said, "I do nothing of myself independently and of my own accord, but only as I receive the instruction from my Father who is in heaven." And it challenges me. It challenges me as someone that is being transformed into the image and likeness of Jesus and saying, okay, Lord, I need to do this too. This is something I need to implement. And if you stay tuned, coming up next, we're going to be having Moments with Mama Daff, and we're actually going to be talking about this, about how we can know clearly, how we can hear from God specifically for what God wants to do with us this coming year. Right, if you're just listening and just tuned in to Impact 103, I'm so glad you tuned in at this time, because if I just give you a brief summary of what we've been chatting about throughout this day, it's all been about hearing God specifically coming into this new year. How can you be sure? How can you know what the will of God is for your life? And right now on air, we have Pastor Daphne with For Moments with Mama Daph, which we do every single Monday, which I'm so, so grateful for, because we get help with these amazing questions that we have. And these kind of topics that we can really tackle, is it's amazing to sit down with someone that you know is flowing with the Holy Spirit so that you can get wisdom, get those pearls of wisdom that you need. So Pastor Daphne, welcome again to the show on Being Real.
Oh, what an amazing introduction. Thank you so much. I love
Thank
it.
You, Jesus. Oh, no,
in 2 Corinthians 13:12, it says, greet one another with a holy kiss. So, mwah! I'm greeting you and everyone out there.
I receive it in Jesus' name. So awesome. So awesome to have you. Really, really, really is. So I just want to ask the question to you and pose this question. How can we be really sure that we're listening to God, that we're hearing God to understand the specific instructions that He has for us in this year? Because I feel like to be able to hear the Lord can sometimes be a topic of contention for a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do we hear from God, and specifically for the new year? So this question, this question has everything to do with your relationship with God and with purification. So a true relationship with God is based off of love, and not our human love, full of everything except 1 Corinthians 13, but a purified love that's been through the fire of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus said in Acts 1:5, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized and empowered and united with the Holy Spirit not long from now. And then John, he expounded on that in that baptism at the end of Luke 3:16. John answered, he, meaning Jesus, shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. So that's what I'm talking about when I say that your relationship with God has everything to do with the purified love that's been through the fire of the Holy Spirit. That purified love, God's love, is what we want and desperately need. And it's what allows us closer to God to hear Him more. His love will overtake you to the point that you don't want to let Him down. You want to be all that He created you to be. You're therefore willing to do some deep looking inside yourself, searching your heart, asking Him to search your heart for anything wicked or harmful inside of you, and then to purify from all of it. It brings love. Love is what helps you to start hearing Him as you're becoming more purified. Your love for Him makes you want to be like Jesus, because you see and you feel that satisfaction and fulfillment of that love, and you don't ever want to lose it. And that love, that pure love, makes you long for more, want to spend that time with Him, want to understand Him and how He thinks and what His ways are. That love makes you want to purify your thoughts, your desires, your emotions, and use your free will for different choices. And that's when your life changes. This is when you really start to hear Him, and hear Him purely and clearly, without your unpurified thoughts or desires like intertwine into what you think you hear Him saying. Yeah. So it's like a pipe, Owen. It's like if water needs to go through it, but it's clogged with dirty, gross stuff, then water can only trickle through slowly, if any at all. You're a vessel. If your vessel is clogged with dirty, gross stuff, then you're blocked from hearing God clearly. Only a little bit trickles through, if any at all. So
yeah.
Purify your heart like David, as he laid prostrate before the Lord in Psalm 139, 23, 24. He said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." And then apply Romans 12, 1 through 2.
Yeah,
so
I have a quick question. If you're facing the new year, it's coming up around the corner, and you feel like, man, I've got a lot of work to do. Like, I take a look at my own heart, I take a look at my mind, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like, I've got a lot of work to do. Do I need to do that work then before God will be able to give me precise instruction on the next step that I need to take for this next year? Is that not gonna, I don't know, is there a time thing around this?
Well, your relationship with God is always growing. We go from glory to glory, the Bible tells us. So you just start where you are right now. And you just write down, even if it's just the little bits that you're hearing, get a journal that's dedicated, that only says from God to me. Not my thoughts, what happened in my day to day, my Bible study showed me this, Holy Spirit revealed, you know, through the Bible, but actually just get a journal that simply just says, from God to me. And you start writing down, even if it's just little bits, you can't forsake the time with him, because that's where you hear him. So you get in that time, even if you only hear a little bit, even if all you hear is, I love you, write it down. And pretty soon you can go back and read in your journal each thing that has been said that you know was purely from God. And then you'll start to fill in the blanks of what he's saying to you. And the more you keep doing it, and the more you keep spending time with him, you'll not only have a journal full of things that he said to you that you can go back to at any time, but you also have in your heart, in your memory, the changing of those incredible moments that you had in his presence. So it will always take more time. It's not just a one-shot thing, but you get started today. If you really want to hear him for New Year's, start fasting, praying, and submitting yourself to him in a way that maybe you never have before, to tell him, I just want to hear you. I love you. You love me. You have a plan for me. And set aside the time, put the effort in to have that relationship.
You know, this topic is really, really juicy. And I actually have other few questions. So I'm quickly going to go to a break and then we're going to come back. Okay. All right. So welcome back to Impact 103. And if you've just joined us, we're in a moment with Mama Daph, and she's been chatting to us about how we can hear God. And it's all about relationship. It's all about our purification. And Pastor Daphne, you gave a great description on how we can we are a pipe. We're a vessel that God can use. But that pipe needs to be clean. We need to go through this purification process. And the purer we are, the better we'll be able to hear God. So my question is how does God speak? Because sometimes it's like, man, like, does God speak in a specific way? Does he only speak to me through the word? Does he only speak to me through my pastor? How does he do it?
Well, first of all, let's just remember, God can do it any way he wants to, and he can do anything you want. He can use a donkey, but we're talking about human beings so having true. A relationship with God closer. So yeah. God can do it any way he wants. There's not like a formula, but when you're developing that relationship, how do you hear the voice of God, or how does he talk? Many multiple ways. There's an audible voice where you hear it from the outside, just like I'm talking to you right now. There's a still small whisper. And that is like, that's where you're in your intimacy with him, and you got to catch that little still small voice. There's a knowing that you know in your spirit, you are absolutely positive, and it's just kind of a knowing in your spirit. That's another way God talks to us. He talks to us through his word. If you ask Holy Spirit to read the word of God with you while you're reading, certain things will just highlight out of the Bible. And he taught me, when he highlights something out of the Bible, stop reading and pray on that. Say that verse
Wow.
again and again and again until it just starts to like lose the highlight on it. And then you've prayed that, and revelation comes into that while you're praying. God can also speak to you through your pastor, through a prophet, but you, at that point, when that happens and it comes from the outside, it's only meant for confirmation, because God will speak to you. So he may start a conversation with you, and then your pastor or your leadership will come in and confirm and maybe have a little bit more details or not, just depending. And then you, whatever an outside person tells you, you take it back to the Word of God. You take it back to Scripture. You take it back to Holy Spirit, and you make sure it's confirmation. You never just seek a word and follow what anybody tells you. It's your relationship with Jesus. So if your leadership is Holy Spirit filled, truly purifying and walking in their relationship with the Lord, and they can seek the Lord on your behalf because they've been ordained in your life and appointed in your life to do that, it will always be confirmation. But
Amen.
there's one more important thing I want to mention here. What is not the voice of God? I think it's important to understand both. And there's a
Yes.
whole nother show that we can do on this if you want to in the future. But just
Yes.
briefly, there's basically five voices that we can listen to. One is the voice of God, and that is always going to be just perfect and pleasing and loving and kind and gentle. All of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is always going to be in his voice.
Come on.
Another voice we can listen to is the flesh. And the flesh is always going to be me, 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 me. I'm the best. I'm not the best. I'm insecure. I'm not good enough. I am good enough. It's always me. I want this. That's another voice that we could be listening to. So to check what you're listening to will also help you eliminate the other voices. A third voice is the voice of the enemy. The voice of the enemy is always degrading you. It's never really nice. It's like you're not good enough. What makes you think you can do that? Oh, you think God told you to do that? What makes you think you can do that? And he brings insecurity and mistrust and all the things that the enemy brings to kill, steal, and destroy you, your call, etc.
Sorry, I'm really sorry
Sorry.
to cut you off. I know that this is an
No.
extremely juicy topic, and I want us to keep talking about it, but unfortunately, we're running out of some time. It does remind me, everything you're saying is reminding me of that scripture that says, "My sheep will know my voice." And there's another one that's coming
Exactly.
at the back of my mind that says, I will give you the ability to hear and to obey. And I love that because God is willing. He wants to talk to you. It's not the fact that he only talks to a few. He wants to talk to you and then bring the confirmation through other voices as well. I love that you said that. So thank you so much. And definitely going to have you back so that you can expound on those voices that we can hear that are not from God.
Amen.
So thank you so much. Such a powerful time that we just had with Moments with Mama Daff. If you're looking in order to find out where you can re-listen to those, go onto our website at www.impactradio.co.za. Go through to our podcast section and it will be there for you. We'll make sure that all of those are posted and you can re-listen to anything that you have missed in the past if you just want to find out more about just pearls of wisdom that are coming from God and what we're chatting about here on Impact 103. This whole topic of actually stepping into what God's created you to do reminds me of a scripture in John 10 verse 4. It says, when he has brought his own sheep outside, he walks on before them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will never on any account follow a stranger, but will run away from him because they do not know the voice of strangers or recognize their call. Yeesh. I love it. I love it. I love it because something that I find specifically, like in a lot of conversations that I'm having with people, is that I keep on having to say, I'm following God. I'm following God. I'm not making my own plans. I'm following God. I'm allowing Him to move and then moving with the Holy Spirit. Something that I really strive to do. And sometimes that takes courage. It takes boldness for me to actually stop, stand, until God is actually moving. And then when I hear his voice, to move. And I really believe that that is the way that we can, as Christians, make sure that we are not wasting our time, but we are walking in the instruction, following the instruction in a very precise way, so that we can see the will of God moving, not only in our lives, but so that God's presence and divine encounters can happen around us. I mean, not only are we called as a body and as different churches to go out and do the will that God has called us to do, but specifically us individually, there is something very, very precise that God wants you to do and accomplish that nobody else can do. And you need precise instructions to be able to follow that. And God is very individual. He's not just leaving you to the one side and dealing with other people in one way. And I know in my life, God has always taken me through a season, given me precise instruction when I have asked for it and said, Lord, I need you to show me what the next step is. I need you to show me how I'm going to do it. What do I need to watch out for? What are the things that you're warning me about in this season? And actually spend time to ask him about those things. Allow him to chat to you. It's like a real relationship. It's a real relationship. You can ask him those real questions and he will do it for you. You know, there's something very specific about also where God plants you. You know, if he plants you in a specific place, at a job, inside of a church, inside of a spiritual family, inside of a family, there are certain things that he's asking you to accomplish there that are something that he's asking you to do. And nobody else can do that. You need to find out for yourself what those things are. And what is amazing is that you can align yourself with the will of God and actually get confirmation on those things. You can spend time, get a download from God, but then take it through to people that you can trust that have a real relationship with the Lord and say, listen, I'm feeling this. What do you feel? And allow your leadership to really speak into your life and say, you know what, I agree with this. Yes, I feel confirmation on that. No, I don't. The reason why is actually just for protection. It's just a way that God can protect you so that you know, I know without a shadow of a doubt, this is where God is leading me. This is what he wants for me. And you can walk in confidence, in surety, and in absolute trust that God is going to do through you what he needs to in that season. We've come to the end of our time here on Impact 103, here being real. And I'm really hoping that as you've been listening today, that you can also say, God, I am going to set my mind on and pursue your will. I'm going to look for that this year. I'm going to strive to make sure that I'm going to wait at this crossroad, look for those eternal paths and actually really walk in them. God has that for you. He has a divine will that he wants you to walk in, where he's going to bless you. There's going to be divine appointments. His love is going to surround you. His supernatural provision is going to be for you. His protection is going to be around you. And that's really where we want to stay, is in the will of God. So I pray that you continue to be real in your relationship with the Lord. Ask him those questions and remember that he really does love you.